It's just the devil trying to just keep him from coming here. Oh, yeah.
He picks on us on Sunday.
If we came on Saturday, it'd be the same thing.
That's right. This is target practice for him.
Yeah.
It'd be the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially when you're working all week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The weather didn't help me.
And suddenly cold and wet.
I'm going to tell you about your shirt. I like your shirt. That shirt should scare Jesus in somebody. They talk about my little subject that I had, I was going to try to talk about today in Sunday school.
Yeah.
And Sunday school was really good.
Oh,
and
yes.
By faith.
Faith.
That's how we have to live today, by faith.
Oh, yes.
We have to. We have to trust in God.
Amen.
He's going to take care of our needs the every day.
Thank you, Jesus.
We can plan, we can do all kinds of stuff. Don't mean it's going to happen.
That's right.
But you live day by day with Jesus, hallelujah.
Yes.
Let
He'll
Him
help
handle
us.
Yeah. And I was going to go to just a little scripture over here, Philippians 4:19. That was in our lesson today. 4:19. We just want to talk a little bit.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Unless somebody got a plan on a cooking dinner for everybody.
I don't dare. I need more lessons. I need more training. Oh, get me hungry. Bring some.
What chapter?
I said Philippians, huh?
Philippians 4:19.
All right. Just a
verse. Okay.
It says, "But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by who?
Christ Jesus.
Christ Jesus." Now hold on to that scripture. Yeah. 2 Corinthians 4:17.
Okay.
4:17, it says, get to it. "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a what?
A far more
exceeding what?
An eternal,
eternal
weight of glory."
Y'all got that?
Amen.
I'm gonna tell you, go ahead and find it.
All right. Amen.
I'm sorry, I want to hear you. I want to hear you, huh?
2 Corinthians 4:17.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
A little light message here.
All right.
For our light afflictions, huh?
Yes.
Which is what for a few days?
For a moment.
For a moment.
Uh-huh.
Is that shorter than days?
Yeah.
Thank you. Is it working for what? Us for far more exceeding
and eternal weight of
glory. You know how he said exceeding and eternal life.
Okay.
Eternal weight of glory.
All right.
Talking about going to be with Jesus.
That's the kind of weight I don't mind.
While we're here on this earth, we're going to have some affliction.
Oh, yes. It will happen.
God sometimes allows trials to come your way.
Yes.
And your trials that you face and the problems that you face every day in life will make you stronger than what you are.
Yeah.
Because we desire what on earth? What God gonna do? What's the most thing that God give us on earth while we're here, while we wait on Him?
Eternal life.
Eternal life.
Life.
Eternal life. Okay. When trials come our way and certain problems come,
yeah,
what do you want when that comes?
Faith.
The Lord.
You want faith, huh?
Relief.
Relief.
Relief is good. That's a good word. Mm-hmm. Relief, but it's another
comfort,
word. It's another word.
Assurance, comfort. Hope.
What's the main thing you want?
Confidence.
Oh, Lord, I need your help.
Get your help.
Help.
So what you praying for God for help for?
Deliverance from your trial. Strength.
Start with a P.
Patience.
Oh,
peace.
Perseverance.
Peace.
Peace. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to bend your old day, Jesus.
You got a star. I'm for the star. For you.
Peace. Okay. All right. We got it. All right. Peace.
Everybody want peace.
Yes.
Okay. And that's what God give us. He give us peace.
Yes.
That's the
time
benefit.
Was trouble.
Yes.
I guarantee you,
thank
as long
you,
as you live in this world,
you're
going to have some kind of trouble.
It always happens.
But the main thing is, you when you come out, you want to be what?
Stronger.
Stronger, yes. You
want to
be strong, and you want who?
Be right with God.
You want peace in your life.
Peace in your life.
That's the best thing for a person on earth today is peace.
Peace.
In your life. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
That was one of our Sunday school
here.
Lessons.
It sure was. This was my lesson. I studied this at home.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
He said he would supply what?
All of our needs.
All of our needs. Of our needs, right?
Yeah.
What part in that verse that everybody usually miss?
All
part.
All
and needs.
We can
knees.
Knees. Yeah. Okay.
Hey,
we can show knees. No stars.
Okay. All right. We're getting stars here.
That's right.
All right. There we
didn't
go.
Say won't, did it?
Not once. No. Knees.
You didn't say desire.
No.
God would, he'll bless you with the desires of your heart.
That's right.
But Jesus said what?
Knees.
Everybody skip that, huh?
Knees. What we need.
So God gonna supply by.
All
they,
right.
They skip knees. They keep on going.
Yeah. That happens.
Oh, Lord, would you give me this mansion with 40 rooms? Uh-huh.
Oh, no. Please, God,
knees?
No.
Oh, that drives me crazy. Oh, well,
I would. Ooh, that would be horrible.
You better have you two or three maids.
I would hate that.
I just need a 2-bedroom, 3-bedroom. That's all we're doing right now.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. I can barely manage
we
that.
We got 1-bedroom now. We got 1-bedroom house now. I put all my junk.
Okay, red alert. Okay, telling on yourself.
Kids got me.
Okay.
If somebody comes here to visit in glory, they're gonna sleep on the couch.
Okay.
We got this bed that we
the
put
guest
out
couch.
Here. We got this bed.
That works.
Huh?
That works.
You can't even get in my room.
Oh.
That's your...
We just need one of the little tiny houses.
Okay. Well, you got...
Y'all see no tiny houses?
I
see
that
show.
You got
some glory,
house of storage.
But the only thing is, I got to have a big trailer that I can pull behind and put all my junk in it.
Oh, boy. Oh,
that's
my.
That's probably going to be bigger than a tiny house. Thank you, Jesus. Knees.
Okay.
So God will supply your every need.
Your needs.
And most people think, you know, when you hear that need, the first thing you think of is natural stuff. Huh?
Yeah.
I need a car.
That's how we think of.
I need a shoe.
I need a flying suit.
I need a shoe. I need some clothes.
I need some like wants
you,
are silly.
Thank you. I need a closet by my, you know. And all your needs.
All right. Thank you, Jesus.
To his riches and glory,
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All right.
We know Jesus is rich. Huh?
Yes.
He got everything you need. Some people say 1,000 cattle.
Yeah, a cattle on 1,000
hills. 1,000 hills, you know, everything. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we think about the natural stuff.
That's right. We missed
that's
the better
God
stuff.
That's what God was talking about. You know, he's going to take care
things.
Of what you need. He's going to make sure you eat every day. And, you know, you won't go hungry. And go there. We ain't got no eating out here. You got some beans in there, don't you? That's food. Yeah.
You got survival stuff,
just make
too.
Up some chili. You know, get some chili powder and some beans. And she did some spaghetti the other day, boy.
Chili and hot dogs is good.
It tastes better than the stove.
Oh yeah. For those
never say I got nothing to eat. You got something to eat.
Oh yeah.
Because God said he gonna supply your need.
That's right.
You just got okay, compare yourself back then and now. We got too much.
Yeah.
Huh?
He
throw away food.
I look at my schedule.
I like to throw away food. You don't realize how rich you are.
Yeah.
Huh?
Seriously.
If you go to these other countries and see how these people live,
oh my.
You be so thankful to get back here?
Yeah.
Oh yes.
Ah, goodness. They just scrape. They don't know what they eat. But God will supply the need.
That's right.
Huh? But
wings
God ain't
all.
Gonna let us come to that.
Lord willing, have mercy on us, O Lord.
He said he'll supply our needs, right?
All right.
So, Lord, I want a steak.
Yes.
I want my ribeye steak. That's a need. Come on now, huh?
All right. Hallelujah.
Fried chicken. I want some fried chicken.
That's right.
That's my need, huh? That's
who I need. Grasshoppers gonna be tasty. I'm pretty
collard greens, huh? If I had to bust, you go out there and pick collard greens.
Oh, yeah. Wild greens. Oh, wild greens are really good. Oh, yeah. Lots of them around.
Supply your needs.
Edible stuff.
Back then, they didn't have no canned food back then.
No.
They had to go out there and pluck everything.
John the Baptist had to live on grasshoppers and honey.
Sure did.
Yeah.
He cooked the stayed alive. He did fine.
He did fine.
Thank you. Well, God would supply our needs, huh? we think we'd be having
sauteed, maybe.
Trials and tribulations. Why we live on these little things that we have ain't nothing.
Yes.
We can just shake them off. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Shake them off. He said he is flat. I'm going to read just a little bit of this, just for a little comfort. A little bit here. I have. God will supply our needs, and when trials come our way, he will help us through them. And he will bring us out, and at the end, we'll be stronger.
That's right.
We'll have more peace in our life. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. I'm speaking for God right now. He said, I have promised to meet all your needs according to my riches or my glorious riches.
Yes.
Y'all got that? Your deepest, most constant need is my what? What's that word? What's that word? What's that word you got?
Peace.
Peace. Okay, you can read that again. Your deepest, most constant need is for
peace.
Peace.
Not the peace the world gives.
While trouble is in this world,
yes.
While things is going on in this world, in the midst of all of that that's going on and what's coming,
oh boy.
Our deepest, most constant thing that we need from God is what?
Peace.
Don't panic. He said, let not your heart
be troubled.
Be troubled. Believe in God.
Believe also
in me.
That's right.
Don't let not your heart be troubled.
That's right.
The most thing that we need in this life is peace.
Amen. When
everything is going wrong and look like we're all about to die, have peace in Jesus.
That's right. You don't have to be afraid. Won't have to fear.
If they bomb us and blow us up, they didn't kill me.
No, they just got rid of the body.
They killed the flesh. That's right.
Spirit lives on.
So that's our deepest need, that we need from God.
We need his peace.
He said, I have planted peace
in Jesus.
The garden. Say garden.
Garden.
Of your heart. Yeah, say heart.
Right. Heart.
Y'all hear that?
Yeah.
He planted. Who is he?
Jesus.
Planted peace.
That's a blessing. Amen.
In the garden of your what?
Your heart.
Thank you, Jesus. Listen to that. Where I live. That's what he said. Where I live. You know what he said? What he mean by that?
Where he lives, where he abides.
He planted peace in the garden
of Eden.
Of your heart. Oh, no, that's old. That's gone. We're talking about us.
Where are we in the scripture?
There ain't no scripture. That's me reading my little commentary thing over here.
Oh,
I done did the scripture already.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay. Just follow me.
All right. Follow you.
God lives where?
In the garden of our hearts.
He lives in our hearts.
Yes.
And he planted peace.
Amen.
In the heart. Everybody that professed to know Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Baptized in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Walking upright in the garden.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Should have peace.
Peace.
Every sanctified believing person on the earth should have peace in their where?
In their heart. All right.
We don't do none of that.
No, we don't.
They're going to blow us up.
Oh, no, we don't do that.
Don't panic.
We don't panic.
If they drop a bomb on us, Ted, I want to be where the bomb going to hit.
Yeah, that's instant.
Huh?
Instant. Quick. Yeah.
You want to be here after that?
No. I want to be in the...
Ain't nothing going to be right.
No. No, see, that'll
be rough. They're going to blow us up, huh? If they blow us up, they blow their own self up.
That's right.
Because the radiation is going to go up in the air, huh?
Plus retail.
It's going to circle the globe.
Plus the secondary.
And radiation is just going to be everywhere.
Oh, yeah. It'd be nasty.
We're not worried about that. Huh?
No.
Heck on.
Because we have peace.
He planted
peace in our heart.
Peace in your heart.
Thank you, Jesus. All right.
We're going to do it on.
Thank you.
Now, listen to this. But there are weeds.
Right.
Weeds. You know, weeds. Yeah. You go out there and you plant your garden. Oh, the garden looks so pretty. I'm going to have onions right there.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to have this over here. Got some collard greens over there.
Right.
What you planting in? Tomatoes.
Yeah. Cucumber.
Little corn
squash.
Over there. Uh-huh.
Okay.
But after a while, weeds, huh?
They try to come up and choke it.
Run there, too.
Yeah.
They start sprouting.
You go out there and water, and you go in the house, forget about it, and all of a sudden you go out there, ugh, what is that thing?
Oh, yeah. You have to pluck them out.
Huh? Do you leave the weeds there?
Oh, no. You pluck them out.
You go out there and you clean the weeds out of there, don't you?
Oh, yes.
I know I would. I can't even go down to Florida. If she see a caterpillar,
huh,
it's over.
Oh! Little squeezing things, little furry things.
You know, a little worm or something.
Be glad they're not 10 feet long. You be running and running from that worm.
But Jesus won't do that, huh?
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus is the gardener.
He's
going to take care of his garden, right?
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Take out the weeds.
Take the weeds out
of our heart.
I'm telling you what the weeds would be. The weed of pride, huh?
Pride.
Huh? The weed of worry.
Right. Yeah. Confusion.
The weed of selfishness. Mm-hmm. The weed of unbelief.
Right. Okay.
He said, I am the gardener.
All right.
And I am working to rid your heart of these weeds.
All right. Amen.
He's working all the time to keep them weeds out of your heart, huh?
That's right.
Selfishness.
Distractions.
Scared all the time, huh?
Distractions.
You know what I'm saying? Just doing something you ain't got no business doing, you know.
Eating too
much. He's at work. The Holy Ghost is inside you, huh?
Yeah.
At work.
It's
trying to tell you, trying to get rid of weeds, huh?
It's your alert button.
To spring up in your life, you go out there and clean it out.
Hallelujah.
But you got to do what?
Listen to him and
you
obey.
You got to let him.
Let him do it.
Let the gardener do his work. Y'all got
yeah, that's
got
right.
Let him do his work. That's what
yeah.
Jesus
okay.
is our gardener. Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
And keep them weeds out of our life.
Hallelujah.
What I say, I read worrying all the time, huh?
Yeah. Doubt.
We ain't supposed to worry.
That's right.
I don't know. We're still in the flesh, though.
Flesh tries
You're going to worry about something.
You have to cast
so
it out.
So what you got to do?
Cast it out.
Cast it out?
Yeah, we cast it out.
What you got to do with that weeds?
Pluck it out.
That worry is worrying all
the
time.
Pluck it out in the name of Jesus.
Who going to pluck it out?
Jesus.
Yeah, but you got to let him go.
Let him do it.
You got to let the God
come on
in and
clean the
weeds out of there. Let
this mind be in you.
So how you let him?
By prayer.
Through prayer, fasting, and reading his word.
Oh.
All right.
You got 3 stars and nothing.
You got it.
By prayer. Talk
you,
to
Jesus.
The gardener. Come God in your mighty name. If anything like you, I mean, that's not
take
like you
out.
And me, take
pluck
it out.
Pluck it out. Pluck those
that's
weeds.
That's what you're talking about, the weeds in the body. That's what the weed is.
That's right.
Get those weeds out of there.
Yes, thank you,
you know
Jesus.
You ain't going to eat it, huh?
No.
So keep on going.
All
God,
right.
God, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Read of pride, selfishness, unbelief. It's, you know, that's just a partial list, huh? It's all kind of weeds that could be in our heart.
Amen. Yeah.
If you let Jesus
jealousy.
Come, let him come and get rid of the weed, huh?
Temper.
I do my work.
Right.
In various ways. Y'all
yeah.
hear that?
Okay.
What do you mean by that?
He has various means of doing things.
His ways and not our ways.
His ways
yeah.
aren't our ways, and
His
they're past finding
ways.
Out.
Mm-hmm. He does it in various ways, though.
Different.
He has different ways of dealing with us.
Different how? Come on, Lord.
Okay.
Come on, Linda. Different how? You got 3 to nothing now, so.
He deals with our heart by praying to him.
Yeah.
You ask him.
He waters
what
it.
Needs.
What you're saying is right on it. You said one word when you pray to him. Mm-hmm. Jesus had to deal with us individually.
Individually.
Yeah.
We're not the same.
Yeah.
That's right, we're different.
It ain't gonna be her knees.
Huh? Everyone's got different
My knees will be different from y'all. I have I might have some weeds that you don't have.
Right.
You might have some weeds that you know, each one of everybody got their own weeds and they got
Amen.
Gotta get plugged, yeah.
And what you do, you talk to Jesus, huh?
You talk
to him. And you tell the Lord, keep my weeds out of my garden, Jesus.
Pluck them out. Take out anything that's not like you.
Get some nice fresh tomatoes out of there.
Oh yes. Ooh, it sounds great.
Some lettuce.
I got planted garden
too. Can you visualize, huh? Yeah. This look, this visual a garden.
Yes.
And you have your own personal gardener, huh?
Yeah.
They come there to keep it pretty, healthy, watered and
stuff. Give it what it needs.
And that personal gardener is who?
Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, right. Thank you, Lord.
Keep on going. When you sit quietly, y'all listen to this. When you sit quietly with me, I shine the light of my presence.
All right.
Now, you know, vegetables and plants in the garden, what do they need most?
Water and soil.
And sun.
Sun.
The sun just is something about that. The sun. They did you go out to put a little water on there? That sun. Huh?
It makes it grow fast.
It makes them healthy, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's the light, huh?
They need that.
You know, sometimes we need a time to ourselves.
Yes.
With Jesus.
Quiet time.
Yes.
Quiet. Huh? Don't anybody got a secret place?
A room.
A room?
Yeah.
Walk. Just go walking.
Just walk.
Walk down the street.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
That's my quiet time.
Anywhere.
All
right.
Walk.
On my walks.
Thinking on Jesus. Yeah.
That's it.
We all should have a quiet time in our garden.
Yes.
For, you know, so the Lord will shine his light, the sun, on the garden and make our garden as healthy.
Yeah.
Huh?
Walking with the Lord.
That's right.
Just like Adam.
Closet. You want to go be climbing the closet and shut the door? It's all right. Huh? If you want,
I couldn't fit in mine.
You know, cook. You cook. You some cooking. You know,
it would be hard.
Don't y'all think about stuff when y'all be cooking in Canada?
Yeah.
I don't know how y'all do it. You know, you cook it and then it come out so pretty. It come out pretty, huh?
Tasty.
If I did that,
when
if
I cook lamb,
it'd be burned up. And
ew.
No,
I don't want that way, no.
Yeah, it's therapy in cooking.
Yes.
That's a quiet time.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
You know, you can cook and cook, get the dinner ready, and nobody's bothering you, and you can talk to Jesus, you know, focus on God. And you can make that food come out so good.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Let the light shine.
Thank you.
When I get through with this, you're going to go home. Okay? Presence directly into your heart. Okay? In this heavenly light, light from heaven, peace grows abundantly.
Thank you.
And we swivel away. Y'all hear that?
All right.
It swivel away. And he said, I also send trials into your life. He
said,
a little trouble in our life. It's going to come. When he says sin, he allows trouble to come.
Right.
God ain't going to do nothing evil to you, huh? But he allows something to happen in your life just to get your attention.
To get you to
y'all
grow.
Y'all understand that? Just to get your attention. Where you could, you know,
we need
why
to grow.
Am I going through this? Why did this happen to me?
To help grow us.
And down the line, when it's all over, you'll be so strong. The next time something happens, there ain't nothing.
Make you tougher.
Satan, I've been there.
All right. Yeah. Been there. Yeah.
Tell the devil to look at the hand.
Okay.
Look at the hand. I've been there. You better try something new. try something new.
Yeah.
God don't let me go through that, and I'm free.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. When you trust me, Jesus, in the midst of trouble, y'all hear that?
Yeah.
Peace flourishes, huh?
Yeah.
And weeds die away.
All right.
The weeds in the garden,
that's right.
They die. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay. Thank you, Jesus.
And he said, thank me for a troublesome situation. The peace they can produce for our way, the trials you endure.
That's right.
Did you catch that when I read all that?
Yeah.
The peace can.
Want me to read that again? Okay.
The part about the peace can what?
He said, thank me for troublesome situation.
All right.
Y'all got that?
Yes.
The peace they can produce.
All right.
Far outweigh the trials you endure.
Okay.
What he said, for our light and momentary trouble are achieving, huh? For us, for eternal glory that for far outweigh them all.
That's right.
We said that in the scriptures.
Light affliction.
That's light affliction. 14 and 17.
All right.
What we go through in this life is nothing.
That's right.
Huh?
Amen.
If you could just remember, nothing is going to separate me from the love of Christ.
All right.
Nothing is going to change my mind about Jesus.
Trust in Jesus.
I'm going to wait on the Lord.
All right.
Because he said in his word he was coming back to take us out of this world.
Hallelujah.
So if you trust that peace that God gave you every day, you trust that peace.
All right. Assurance.
All your stuff that you're going through ain't nothing.
That's right.
Compared to eternal life.
That's right.
Eternal life.
Amen.
How long is eternal life?
Forever
and ever.
Forever, there's no end, huh?
That's right, eternity.
Huh? Our life is going to be totally different from the life that we are living now. We have a total new
total
body.
Total.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And Jesus showed that body when he left here.
Glorified body.
He showed the apostles that body. When they went. Like that, and saw Jesus going to heaven.
Yeah.
He was in a whole total body, another body. He was, no flesh went up there.
That's right.
That's how we're going to be when he comes back.
New body.
We're going to drop this flesh.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Just keep that in mind.
All right.
That gives me peace.
That does me too.
Thinking about Jesus.
Yeah.
All right.
He's in my garden.
Deliverance. Right.
Clean me up, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Keep the weeds out of my heart.
Yeah.
Not
right. Just my fleshly heart, my spiritual heart.
That's right. Amen.
Clean. Keep me clean. Thank you,
Jesus. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Get the weeds out of the garden.
Hallelujah.
Trust in the Lord. God will supply your every what?
Need.
Needs.
That's right.
The key part of this scripture.
Yes.
Need. What God said. He said needs. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Thank you.
And then he'll give you the desires of your heart.
Yeah.
He said that too.
That's right.
He'll bless you wherever, you know, you live right and talk to him. He'll bless you. You know, he gave you what you need and what you want, you know.
Desires will align.
Sometimes everything we want is not for us, but sometimes he'll give it to you anyway.
That's
just to show you, see, you didn't need that.
Oh, yeah. You will. Yes, you will.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Well, that's good. I just had a little something I just wanted to go over. You want a whole lot, but you want to keep Jesus in where?
In your heart.
And doing what?
Getting the weeds out.
So what's your heart?
In peace.
The garden.
The garden.
The garden.
The garden is your heart.
All right.
And Jesus is the what?
The garden.
He's the gardener.
Amen.
Keep the what out your heart?
Weeds
out your heart.
All right.
You want your vegetables to be what?
Good.
Good.
Fresh. Delicious.
I want to hear a guy go out in that garden just picking and eating right there, huh?
Tasty.
Delicious.
Tomatoes. I love tomatoes.
The cherry tomatoes are good. Those are sweet.
Yeah.
Give me all hungry now.
This is the time to start gardening if you want to.
You
can pray for your natural garden. You can pray for it.
Yes.
Lord, bless my garden, Lord.
It works. It works. Oh, yes.
I just want some collard greens. That's all I want.
I got lots of wild greens.
I appreciate y'all today. Y'all had fun today.
This was exciting.
I really enjoy myself when I'm here.
Thank God. Amen. I feel better than when I first came. I tell you that.
Yes.
I know.
Yes. Take all your pains away and
take away your sleepies.
I tell you. So we get on up and dismiss.
All right.
Ready to go home.
Okay.
Come on back next week. May thou watch.
May the Lord watch.
Between
me and thee.
While we're absent.
While we're absent. One from another.
One from another.
This we do.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Come on back next week.
Amen.
Come on back.